These are the Sufi Imama followers. Like, they have a concept of Imama, which the Sufis have actually pushed for. They're generally concerned about the Taqweeni aspect of the Imams and of the Imama itself. And their primary focus is, as they call it, Tariqat. So they either downplay Shariat or they take it non-seriously. You know, they've nothing much to do with Sharia. They call themselves Shia, but they say that the real thing is that we have this practice, the Sufi practice, which is going to take us to perfection. The Shariat and Fiqh is for people to follow, but once you purify yourselves to a certain level, after that you don't need to follow the Fiqh. This is what they claim. We're above and beyond it. We don't need it anymore. They usually, you know, why do they call themselves Shia? Because usually their school of thought, the Sufi school of thought that they subscribe to, which is one of the many Sufi schools of thought, it traces back to the Imams of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Right? So this is why they're like, you know, we have to kind of stay connected to Ahlul Bayt and there's no other option. And this is how they claim to be Shias. What is their goal? Cleansing the soul through Sufi processes and practices, such as Sufi whirling. And the Pakistanis may know this, Dhamal. They do Dhamal. So this is a particular dance that they do at, like, you know, the shrine of the Sufis and their awliya and stuff. Their goal is purification of heart through Sufi processes and practices, such as meditation, isolation, etc., while ignoring their basic Islamic responsibilities in many cases. Their families are suffering, they don't care, they're cleansing their soul. Their neighbor needs help, they don't care, they're cleansing their soul. So these are these types of people. And their goal is to attain a higher level in Jannah. Stay away from the affairs of this dunya, very important one. And sometimes, some of the Hoza students fall into this category as well. You know, when they start talking about Irfan and stuff, if Irfan is not followed properly under the guidance of the right teachers, you can very easily fall in Ifrat and Tafrit. Irfan is definitely an Islamic knowledge, Islamic science, but it has its own iqtiza'at, as they call it. So they stay away from the affairs of this dunya, as this would pollute their soul and their heart, right? And they are on the path of wayfaring. They can't afford that. Ignoring their responsibilities, their socio-political responsibilities, their family-related responsibilities, their societal responsibilities. So this is Sufi Imama. Who are these, you know, believers of this school of thought? Isolated Shia individuals. You would find them, you know, they're isolated generally. They're not engaging with others, usually disconnected from the mainstream society and other believers. And Imama's purpose is to, you know, according to them in their mind, Imama's purpose is to take a spiritual wayfarer through the dense clouds of spiritual realm, whatever that means. That's what they expect from Imama. They don't take Imama as an institution. During occultation, what are we supposed to do? Well, Imama is dysfunctional, non-operational, and suspended for all practical purposes. So Imama is, all it remains is simply a spiritual connection with the Imam, a heart-to-heart connection with the Murabbi, Murshid, whatever you want to call it. That's all there is left. Look how they confine Imama, the entire institution of Imama.